Hello. Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, July 9th. From Capitol coverage, residents hoping to recall Governor Jared Polis now have 2 months to get more than 631,000 signatures to put it on the ballot. A group calling itself Dismiss Polis successfully filed the paperwork to start the petition on Monday, which also marked the governor's first 6 months in office. The group says partisanship has increased under the Polis administration. A spokesman for Polis says he is, quote, focused on governing for all of Colorado and ensuring that every Coloradan, no matter their zip code or political affiliation, has the opportunity to succeed, end quote. Paonia environmental activist Pete Kolbenschlag has been vindicated by the Colorado Court of Appeals. Kolbenschlag was sued by oil and gas company SG Interests for a comment he made to the Glenwood Springs Post-Independent. More than 2 years later, the Court of Appeals has upheld the decision made in district court, which declared SG Interests' case against Kolbenschlag to be frivolous and groundless. Kolbenschlag was awarded attorney fees. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KDNK's Raleigh Burley spoke with Kolbenschlag after his victory in appellate court was announced.
First of all, obviously, I'm relieved. I'm glad the Court of Appeals upheld the lower court. I believe they're both right, and I'm thankful that it's over. All along, I've been thankful for the tremendous support I've gotten from the community and my attorney. I was disappointed that SGI decided to appeal when I won at the district court level, but I'm glad in the appeal decision the court found the appeal itself to be groundless and frivolous. It is stressful. It's not fun being sued by an entity that has a lot more resources than I do. It's very time consuming, even with a good legal expert on my side, it still takes a lot of time and energy, and it's a distraction from other things I would be doing. You know, we're still just starting the process of figuring out what it means to have my attorney fees paid, and it's already been going on 2.5 years. I'm very grateful I won and won again at the appellate level, but it takes a lot of time and energy and emotional energy that I won't get back.
Has this experience changed how you will go forward with your work as an environmentalist?
I tried to be careful before what I said, knowing that there's people out there that do these things. So I'll continue that, and I'll continue that way. But no, overall, it has not changed what I will be doing around these issues.
High runoff, a late spring, and a confluence of monumental plant blooms mean that it's a special year to see wildflowers in Crested Butte. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KBUT's Christopher Biddle reports that the Crested Butte Wildflower Festival started last weekend and runs until July 14th.
It looks like it's shaping up to be a marquee year for the Crested Butte Wildflower Festival, which kicks off today. The annual event is expected to draw around 200 people a day and a total of around 1,500 to 2,000 visitors. That's according to Michelle Bivens, executive director of the Wildflower Festival, who says the very wet winter combined with a late spring means that early blooming flowers are actually overlapping with mid-season flowers, resulting in a more diverse bloom that's happening all at once.
The other thing that makes it really, really special is that we're experiencing a very high number of the green gentian or the monument plants blooming. They look like forests out on the trail. It's spectacular.
Monument plants are hard to miss. They grow in clumps and can reach several feet higher than its neighboring flora. Bivens says that monument plants seen around the Gunnison Valley right now are anywhere between 25 and 125 years old.
They develop underground for 4 or 5 years before they even emerge from the soil, and then they grow and they grow and they grow and they grow, and then they bloom once and then they die and that's it. I could go on and on. It's super exciting to get out there and see them, and people will have the opportunity to see them down low. Oftentimes they have to go really high to see those plants, and so they're all over the valley, and that's super exciting and a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for people to see it.
As always, the Crested Butte Wildflower Festival is instructing participants not to pick the wildflowers.
The Wildflower Preservation Campaign, our tagline is, if you love me, leave me for the bees. And we're trying to discourage people from picking flowers, even though there's lots of them out there, to help preserve our native bee population and to leave the wildflowers undisturbed so that they can reproduce and continue to put on their display.
The Crested Butte Wildflower Festival runs from July 5th to the 14th. They're based out of the depot at 716 Elk Avenue in Crested Butte and can be found online at crestedbuttewildflowerfestival.com. For KBUT Community Radio News, I'm Christopher Biddle. Thanks for tuning in.
And finally today, a group with 38 million members in Colorado and across the country is standing up to Big Pharma, and it's having an impact. Eric Galatis has the story.
AARP is making headway on its federal and state-level campaign to stop drug companies from price gouging. Bob Murphy with AARP Colorado says prescription drug prices are a leading driver of rising health care costs year over year, and U.S. consumers frequently pay twice as much for the same medicine as patients in other countries. He says it's time to implement some common sense solutions.
We do think that Medicare should be allowed to negotiate prescription prices. They currently are prohibited by law from doing that. That seems like a very reasonable first step.
In 2015, Medicare beneficiaries spent $27 billion in out-of-pocket drug costs. Murphy notes Medicare beneficiaries have a median income of $26,000, but many pay more than $13,000 a year out-of-pocket for medicine. Drug companies have long argued that high profit margins are necessary to fuel research and development, and say those investments have led to significant innovations. AARP Colorado was a major force behind the passage of Senate Bill 5, which would allow the state to import less expensive pharmaceuticals from Canada. The measure, signed into law by Governor Jared Polis, requires approval from the Trump administration before going into effect. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, July 9th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.